Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. It is, again, the live Saturday show. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Hopefully we're going to have an exclusive announcement from our friends over at the Obscure Truth Network maybe a little bit later tonight. And in the meantime, of course, lots of stuff to cover, including your calls about whatever. We'll start out, though, with an interesting little story from Reuters about magic mushrooms. Magic mushrooms, not so much in the news these days. Not getting too much news coverage.
Apparently they're not warping our kids' minds like, I don't know, whatever is in the news today.
Well, according to the story here, it may actually warp you a little bit for a little longer than you expected it to. The spiritual effects of psilocybin from so-called sacred mushrooms last for more than a year.
Spiritual side effects?
And may offer a way to help patients with fatal diseases or addictions, say U.S. researchers. The researchers also said their findings show there are safe ways to test psychoactive drugs on willing volunteers if guidelines are followed. In 2006, Roland Griffiths of Johns Hopkins University said, or rather, and his colleagues, gave psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in
psilocybic mushrooms.
Correct. In psychedelic shrooms. Anyway, they gave the psilocybin to 36 volunteers and asked them how they felt. Most reported having a mystical or spiritual experience and rated it positively. More than a year later, most still said the experience increased their sense of well-being or life satisfaction, according to their report in the Journal of Psychopharmacology. Griffith said, "This is a truly remarkable finding. Rarely in psychological research do we see such persistently positive reports from a single event in the laboratory." Pretty fascinating stuff, huh? I mean, this is... How did this slip through? How did this puff piece on mushrooms slip through?
I can't imagine.
The drug warriors must be incensed about this.
I tell you, it bothers me a little bit just hearing it.
The findings may offer a way to help treat extremely anxious and depressed parents, or patients rather, or people with addictions. So they actually believe that this could be used to help people with addictions. That shrooms could be used to help people with addiction.
I've never heard of anybody being addicted to mushrooms, so...
That's a good point. By the way, he was funded by the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse. But they're not too happy about the results of this particular survey. This gives credence to the claims that the mystical-type experiences some people have during hallucinogen sessions may help patients suffering from cancer-related anxiety or depression and may serve as a potential treatment for drug dependence. Now, while psilocybin is widely outlawed, many U.S. states and some countries overlook its use by indigenous people in religious ceremonies. Supervision of its use is key, the researchers noted. While some of our subjects reported strong fear or anxiety for a portion of their day-long psilocybin sessions, that's a pretty long time. Normally, when you take mushrooms, it's not going to last you for an entire day. That's like, what, a 4 to 6 hour deal, maybe?
Mushrooms? Yeah, doesn't sound good. I would hate to be stuck in some kind of drug-induced state of paranoia for a day.
I wonder what kind of doses they gave. What did they give compared to... I mean, it didn't sound like they were giving them mushrooms to eat. It sounded like they were just synthesizing psilocybin or something like that. So I wonder what the dose was like in comparison to what one might take on one's own. Anyway,
I don't know much about it.
Hallucinogens, says here, should not be given to people at risk for psychosis or certain other serious mental disorders. And, you know, when you hear those stories about how, you know, kids would take psychedelic, you know, maybe mushrooms or LSD or whatever, and then go out and start killing people or something like that.
I don't guess I've ever heard a story like that.
I don't know if I've heard them anywhere but the movies. You know, I don't think they're real or anything like that. But I think that if they are real, what's happening there is someone who is a nut job in the first place has gone and taken that, because it would seem to me that, like, you wouldn't be able to figure out how a bow and arrow worked if you were tripping hard enough. So I wonder about that.
I've never heard of that. The only time I've ever heard of people acting violently on drugs is
PCP.
PCP, and right. Of course, the one that people act most violent on, almost all, you know, every day in America, alcohol.
That's a good point.
The legal one.
A lot of these, you know, a lot of these psychedelic drugs really just make you feel connected to things, and you don't want to hurt anything when you're on them. In fact, probably a good idea for some of the more angry people around the world, some of the people that like to start wars and stuff. They should take a few psychedelics. Maybe it'll help them chill out. Anyway, Griffith stressed that even those who reported fear said a year later they had no permanent negative effects. And, you know, if you take too much of any drug, especially a psychedelic drug, you're going to have some negative side effects. But if you take something that's normally very calming and pretty cool little drug like a mushroom, but if you take too much, you can get scared. I mean, too much drugs, scary experience. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. So, again, I wonder what they took here. Anyway, of the volunteers who took the one-day test of psilocybin, 22 of the 36 had a complete mystical experience. They said 21 continued to rate highly on the standard scale 14 months later. Even at the 14-month follow-up, 58% of 36 volunteers rated the experience of the psilocybin session as among the five most personally meaningful experiences of their lives.
Jeez.
And 67% rated it among the five most spiritually significant experiences of their lives. Pretty glowing report here. The report included some comments from the volunteers. One of them said, "Surrender is intensely powerful. To let go and become enveloped in the beauty of this, in this case, music, was enormously spiritual," said one. Very interesting. Let's go to your calls about what you want and talk to Michael, listening to WFTL in Miami. Hello, Michael. You're on Free Talk Live.
I've been using mushrooms as an antibiotic, and I don't think that the drugstores want us to have it.
So, like, what kind of mushrooms are you using for antibiotics?
Reishi, for my liver.
Reishi mushrooms?
Oh, it's great. And I'll tell you, this stuff here, there, and Benny, it's out of whole cloth. There isn't a such thing as that chemical. I looked it up in the on Google.
What? There's no such thing as what chemical? I'm sorry. I'm
not sure if I'm spelling it correctly, but it's not on Google.
What chemical are you referring to?
Psilocybin.
Oh, psilocybin.
Psilocybin.
Psilocybin is very, very real. Psilocybin. Psilocybin. That's what you want. Psilocybic mushrooms are what we're talking about. Now, the ones you're using, are those psychedelic?
No.
The reishi will give you a feeling of euphoria because if you have a candidus infection and you get rid of it, it's like a lead weight taken off your back.
Yeah, I can see how that would be. Thank you for the call tonight, Michael. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I just am blown away.
I think a lot of natural remedies are, and they're not necessarily suppressed, they just don't have advertising behind them.
They can't advertise because the damn FDA will crack down and send in a goon squad.
They can't tell, they can't make claims because, you know, the FDA is not going to let them go through the process. 17-year process to get your drug through, millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
And, you know, people are just not going to buy vitamin C, you know, at that point.
And from what I understand, they really do have an enforcement wing. You know how all these government agencies have their own police departments.
Yeah, well, they have
They've
guns.
Got their own jackboots.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to come in and stop you if you start if you begin to advertise what a natural product can do. It's awful.
Yeah.
And one who's more conspiracy-minded could suggest that those who are in the halls of power in America don't want people to get their hands on psychedelic mushrooms or marijuana or other things like that because it could give them a positive experience and open their mind to different options in life.
It's been projected by some people that psilocybic mushrooms are the way that man created abstract thought in general. Back when we were Australopithecus digging through, cracking open the skulls of dead animals that have been left for carrion and digging through yak poo to find our food, that somebody came across psilocybic mushrooms and that ate them and that abstract thought was born. You know, I don't know, but it's interesting.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times, and it only did like a half of an eighth, so not a very large dose. And it just kind of amplified colors and made things feel nice. We went up the mountain one morning, early one morning.
I haven't done it at all, and I don't think I'm interested.
You've never done mushrooms?
No.
Oh, interesting. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, What are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Good morning, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 11th, 2008, gold opened at $9.5910 an ounce. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for at $986.44, $485.75 for half ounce, and $242.88 for quarter ounce. That's $986.44, $485.75, and $242.88.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drink and Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drink and Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drink and Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drink and Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drink and Mate at holiday stores.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you $6-7 a month to access their websites. Ours, we do it free. So enjoy it all at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That, again, is SACL CAI. Talking about an amazingly positive story about psilocybic mushrooms. You know, psychedelic shrooms. You don't hear too many stories about mushrooms, period. Like people getting busted for them.
Well, there's no drug deal, generally, with mushrooms. People go out in cow pastures and pick them out of cows.
That's not true. That's not true. There was one time when we used to live down in Sarasota, Florida, there was a house, whole house full of mushrooms that got busted. They had tanks. They were growing them.
I should have said
time.
There are a few. The people go out into fields and pick them so that.
I don't know about that, Mark. I mean, I don't claim to know about, you know, the underground economy of mushrooms, but based on that particular bust and the fact that you can go and buy mushroom spores, you can buy spores on the internet essentially and grow your own. Remember when we came here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project?
And I do.
We moved into this house and the house was just trashed. It was just awful, the house that I purchased.
Yes.
These shiftless kids just left the place in awful condition. But in the process of leaving the place in awful condition, they accidentally left some evidence that they were operating a marijuana grow room, actually two marijuana grow rooms in the house. And in the process of all that, of digging through all the junk that they left here, we actually found the stuff required to grow mushrooms as well. So they were busy growing mushrooms here at the same time. It's actually, from what I understand, relatively easy to grow one's own mushrooms. And if you're starting with the correct spores, then from what I understand, you don't have to worry about, like, misidentifying the shrooms. Because if you're out in the field just picking shrooms, there's a chance you could pick the wrong one and end up killing yourself or making yourself very
sick.
Don't
eat those toadstools.
So I don't really know what the black market is like when it comes to shrooms, but it is out there. That much is for sure. That just doesn't get a lot of attention, and it certainly doesn't get a lot of positive attention, as it has done from this Reuters story showing that a significant percentage of the 36 volunteers at a University of Baltimore study, or Johns Hopkins University study, were rating their experiences very highly with these psychedelic substances. And I just find it amazing that a positive drug story like this could possibly even make it into the news. Maybe things are changing out there, Mark. Maybe people are getting a little bit more open-minded.
Well, I don't know. I would. It bothers me just to hear the story, but you know what? Hey, it's a legit story. But I wish people would, when they do think of drugs, you know, they're always, they classify them as legal and illegal, as though the legal ones are good because the government said so, and the illegal ones are bad because the government said so.
Right.
And, well, if the government was qualified to tell you which drugs were good and which drugs were bad, they wouldn't be politicians, they'd be druggists, and they're not. So
some of them may be doctors, but for the most part, they're lawyers.
Yeah, the vast majority of them are lawyers, and they react to, you know, there's still this sort of temperance attitude.
Right.
You know, the old-timey temperance wagons that used to come around, and they're the ones that gave us prohibition and all the problems, the gangsterism that came with prohibition. You know, and it really comes from the good old preacher guy that went, cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. It's the same nonsense temperance mentality.
Last night we were talking kind of in a similar vein about the respectables, as they are considered, the respectables out there, that they would never touch these drugs.
Apparently I'm one, because I haven't.
Stick with our alcohol. That's what's good for society.
Give me a cosmopolitan, would you?
Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about, it's the desires of the respectables, what they're envisioning of the perfect society should be, that sets the rules as far as what is and what is not prohibited. Because look at it. I mean, why is it that alcohol is okay, and nicotine and caffeine, they're all okay, but...
Well, nicotine's getting worse. I mean, they're falling from favor.
It's under attack, that much is for sure. But why is it, what is the arbitrary reason? Is there even an arbitrary reason beyond it's what we choose to to sample for ourselves versus those undesirables out there like the hippies and the blacks and the Mexicans. You know, is that the only thing that separates? Is why they chose to make mushrooms illegal or marijuana illegal versus having these other legal products that can certainly alter one's state of consciousness? Is that all it is? Is it just being bigoted towards other people?
Well, I don't think that... Well, the vast majority of people don't think about these things. They're busy with their lives, and what they think about is, you know, it's legal or illegal, therefore good and bad. That's it.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, I'm actually referring to what... When the people that made this illegal, the people that made these things, marijuana, psychedelic mushrooms, MDMA, these drugs that are out there that are illegal today, when they were made illegal, what was the reasoning for it? I mean, and how does
They were bad.
Right, but why are they bad when alcohol is good? What is it that goes through their heads?
Well, they were made illegal at about the time that alcohol was made illegal. At the, you know, I mean, the majority of the big drugs out there, heroin, which you could used to be able to buy in a store. You could go in and get laudanum, which is a tincture.
I thought the drug. Okay, well, they must. I don't know when heroin was made illegal. I know that marijuana was made illegal
about
in the '30s.
The same time.
Really? And were mushrooms there too? Because you would think some of those things they'd only pick them up when the hippie culture picked them up. Like LSD wasn't illegal until later, right? So if the hippie culture was found to be using mushrooms, then the respectables would want to outlaw that, right?
It would seem to me.
I'm sure we could go to Wikipedia and get all the dates and statistical information we want to, but what I find most interesting as far as statistics are concerned, that 14 months after taking psychedelic mushrooms, in a study, 58% of their volunteers said that it was their most personal meaningful experience in their lives, one of the five most, and 67% said it was one of the five most spiritually significant experiences of their lives. Why is it, in the face of information like that, that someone would still say, well, these should still be illegal? We don't want people having personal experiences.
Spiritual's bad.
Yes, and there's no. You should not be having spiritual experiences outside of your church pew. That's all I want to know from you out there. If you don't know, Mark, you listening. What is the rationale here? Is it just hatred for all those who are different? Is it just despising those who wear their hair differently or have different skin color? Is that all this is really based on? Because it doesn't seem to be based on any logic, doesn't seem to make any sense to me. So please explain it. Why is it that alcohol is legal, caffeine is legal, but psychedelic mushrooms, marijuana, MDMA are not? Can someone explain that to me? The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. I really believe that it's just that kind of class conflict. You know, we want to mold society in our view and how we want to do it. And if society doesn't want to mold itself, we'll just lock up all the offenders in prison, which is what they've done. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is a live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
It's the cure for naked. JumpTees.com. Get funny, sexy, clever t-shirts at JumpTees.com. Don't go through life naked. Get jumped at JumpTees.com. That's JumpTees.com. Pants not included. JumpTees.com is not responsible for customers who don't wear pants.
All right. Phones are loading up. If you're on hold, we will get to you here. Asked the question a moment ago for somebody to just explain to me, why it is that some drugs they've decided to make illegal that can alter one's state of consciousness, yet others are totally legal and acceptable? Is it the respectables? Is it that they are just simply trying to force their vision of what is and what is not appropriate for one's life down on the rest of us? Is that a factor? Or is it multiple things? Is it the fact that, I mean, we know, for instance, marijuana was made illegal primarily because of certain industrial interests that were very upset that hemp could become a competitor to them. So we know that there's business, there's a business factor as well. But when it comes to psychedelic mushrooms, I mean, what were those going to do? You can't make paper and paint out of psychedelic mushrooms. So I'm wondering if there was any sort of business arrangement going on behind the scenes with that one, or was it just hatred for the hippies? Was that what that one was? I mean, what is the story? Was it because they know, maybe they realized from alcohol prohibition that there was a lot of money to be made in prohibition, but alcohol was just too popular, so we'll let alcohol go, we'll make that legal, and we'll just go after some of these less popular drugs because there won't be enough people to stand up and defend those drug users? I don't know. Speculate for me. Let's go to your phone calls. You can also bring up anything. We'll start with Kenneth, listening to WFLA in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live. Kenneth.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, Kenneth?
Oh, well, I'm a first-time listener, first-time caller, actually. I'm just picking up the show. First of all, I want to say that this is probably the most open-minded radio I've heard on, you know, conservative radio.
Well,
conservative
because it's not a conservative show.
Oh, well.
Nor are we liberal. We aren't either, sir. Just
right,
to confuse
right.
You.
I'm not liberal nor conservative. I consider myself, you know, middle of the road. I do want to bring up the point that I have seen more lives ruined due to alcohol than I have marijuana, first of all.
Tell me about it. I'd like to point out, I'm not advocating the other drugs be made illegal. We think that full re-legalization of all drugs is the solution to so many problems. But go ahead, sir, with your points.
Oh, of course. You know, there are, you know, many stories out there. I know somebody personally, you know, they killed somebody in a drunk driving accident. You know, their life is pretty much ruined. They've had, you know, they've not been able to get their, you know, driver's license back or anything. Pretty much lost their job, lost their family over this.
Did they prison?
No, they did get jail time, like a year or so, but, you know, they are not in prison. But, you know, I haven't heard any cases like that coming from a marijuana use.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with you there, man. You know, the fact is, anybody that abuses drugs, they have a higher chance of ruining their lives. I mean, you could do it with marijuana. It'd be kind of hard. But if you're a loser to begin with and you decide to sit down and smoke marijuana all day, that's not going to help you be more productive.
And I know people that smoke marijuana that are, you know, probably some of the most unproductive people out there. You know, all they do is sit around and smoke all day. That being said, it's what, you know, you choose to do with it, whether you're responsible with it or not.
Absolutely. But they won't let the government people won't let you choose to be responsible with these things. If they find out you're being a responsible drug user, that won't factor into anything. They're still going to put you in a prison cell.
Completely irrelevant. Your right. Honor, I'm a responsible pot smoker.
You'll get out of court if you say that.
No, you'll get lapped into a jail cell.
So what do you think it is? Do you think it's just the respectables hating on the rest of society, that they, you know, looking down their nose and outlawing the things they disagree with? Do you think that's a factor?
I think that's part of the reason. I think another part of the reason is money. You know, they're trying to figure out a way to make money off of the illegal drugs. If they can do that, then they certainly will. Right now they're making all this money off of the war on drugs, even though we're spending billions and billions in fighting it. You know, there's some underground trading going on. You know,
of course.
The spending of those billions of dollars is the making of the money for the government, because the government is the one fighting the war. If you were the one fighting the war, you would be the one making all that money. But you're not. It's the government and their bureaucrats. Now, admittedly, you know, most of these bureaucrats don't get paid some kind of huge salary or anything.
I don't know. The federal ones make quite a bit.
They do. But they're still making good paychecks for not having to work, at least in the marketplace.
Kenneth, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, you know, I really just wanted to bring up the point that, you know, I have been thinking about, you know, trying shrooms or LSD. I've never tried yet, but I've done extensive research, and it seems to be actually one of the less harmful drugs, you know, supposedly out there.
Yeah, it's amazing how it's amazing how these drugs get badmouthed, as though, you know, you try it once and you're going to fry your brain or something like that.
I'll tell you,
it's just not
the problem with drugs being illegal is that you don't know what you're getting, and with the magic mushrooms, you don't know what you're getting out there. You might get lucky. Yeah, you might be in a coma for the rest of your life.
You know, it's pretty unlikely if you're buying it from a black market distributor, because they don't want to really kill their customers. So odds are good they're going to pick the right mushrooms, but
However, happened.
Oh, sure. Things, you know, dangerous things can happen. And you're right, Mark. If they were in the legitimate marketplace, you'd absolutely be assured that you were getting the product that you were purchasing. It might even have a quality guarantee on it.
The other products that you purchase, too. Why wouldn't that one?
So people would be safer in the free marketplace of drug distribution, but because it's forced underground, there is a danger factor to it. But no, even so, if you do get the right product, then they are relatively safe, as long as you're using them in a safe fashion. So if you're getting, you know, mushrooms for the first time, take a small dose. Don't go crazy and throw caution to the wind, because then you may end up, as one of our callers, I think he took like a quarter ounce of mushrooms, which is that's a pretty big dose. He ended up in the middle of the street. Remember this story, Mark? He woke up, came to in the middle of the street, standing like looking at the, you know, some Mitsubishi Fuso van that was sitting right in front of him, would have run him down. You know, he almost got himself killed, because he wasn't with anybody, he wasn't taking any precautions, and he just took a huge dose.
And I'll tell you, it's the smart people that are the ones that end up, with schizophrenia from taking it'll trigger a possibility of schizophrenia in them, these psychotropic drugs. So be careful.
Well, what you should do is go to arrowhead.org and start your research there. It's a great website, a great resource for people that want to learn more than they would learn in the DARE class about what drugs really are all about and get lots of good frequently asked questions and experiences.
Yeah, lies that they tell in DARE class are more of a hindrance to the to people not doing drugs than telling them the truth ever would be.
Thanks, Kenneth, for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Let's move on and talk to Ernie, also listening to WFLA in Tampa in Palm Harbor. Hello, Ernie.
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, it's a pretty complex issue, tremendously complex, but I would like to make a couple of points.
Sure.
First of all, the primary reason for the illegality of the psychedelics in particular is the fact that it's not only cultural, but it's, you know, we're supposed to be workers, we're supposed to be producers, and also we're a society of consumption. And when you take a substance like for example the mushrooms, taken properly, it offers insight.
Mm-hmm.
Insight is tremendously dangerous to the status quo, in particular the structure that we have created in the industrialized society today, and these people who become who have spiritual insight, are a quote unquote threat to the existing structure.
That's an interesting point. So basically, you're backing up my suggestion that one of the reasons, and as you say, it is complex. So one of the many reasons is that these people, for lack of a better term, that we'll call the respectables. They don't want the worker bees getting any ideas, right? And these drugs could put them outside the box. They could give them the opportunity they need to think about things a little bit differently in their life and maybe shift their paradigm and shift their perspective in a way that could, as you say, threaten the status quo. Is that pretty accurate?
Exactly. Now, another issue is the fact that historically, users or societies that have utilized these psychedelic psychoactive substances have had a proper shaman to guide them.
And that's all gone now, thrown out the window because of the black market. Thanks, Ernie, for the call. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, and if you enjoy the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board for as little as $3 a month. And what we do is we take that money in and reinvest it into the show to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations and more internet connections, thereby exposing new people all the time to the message of freedom and liberty. Plus, you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are available for you to peruse at your leisure at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls about whatever you want, we go to Don in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Don.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind, Don?
Well, you asked a question a while ago, is why certain products are legal and what products are not legal.
Yes, speculate for me, Don. Go ahead.
Taxes.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
Everything is legal. Liquor's legal. A lot of taxes.
Okay.
Cigarettes are legal. A lot of taxes.
That much is true. Then why not legalize the other drugs and tax them?
Well, we just got some people up there that don't know how to count.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that.
I don't know about that. I feel like it's a little more...
they have no way of controlling the marijuana growth that's in the world.
Well, don't you think that people, if they wanted to, could grow tobacco in their backyard and roll their own cigarettes, and then the bureaucrats wouldn't benefit from the taxes? I suppose they could make their own still. They certainly could make their own beer. I've done it. It was nice to make my own beer. The government didn't get any taxes off of it. It made me feel real good about that.
Yeah, hooray for that.
They would just prefer to, you know, it's just a heck of a lot easier to go get your cigarettes tailor-made and nice with a filter on them at the store rather than try to, you know, grow your own tobacco.
Yeah, well, years ago the government passed regulations that allowed the farmers only to grow a certain amount of tobacco. Now, in the southern tier of states, they got tobacco plantations down there that grows acres and acres and acres.
Mm-hmm.
But up here in Indiana, if you've got 100 acres, you may be able to raise a tenth of an acre in tobacco.
really.
Yeah, well, the regulations are a big problem. I mean, regulations on the drugs that exist are unfortunate because it keeps people out of the marketplace. It protects those businesses that are currently in the marketplace from competition. So certainly regulation, while it's preferable to a total prohibition, is still not the true free marketplace and still less than desirable. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
You have a nice day.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. 800-259-9231. That's the number for you. We continue with Todd on the line in Clearwater, listening on WFLA. Hello, Todd.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Todd?
Well, I was just heard the show before. I don't know whether you guys always have this topic or if it's something different each week, but
it's whatever happens, man. There's no real plan or anything like that. It's a caller-based show, so anybody can call about anything. We just happen to start with this one this week. What's on your mind?
I've never taken any drugs. I've never done mushrooms or anything like
that. You never
like
done
that.
Alcohol? You never drank alcohol?
Well, I have drank alcohol.
Okay,
then you've done drugs, my friend.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I guess just because of, you know, the nature of which you can buy and consume it, you know, people don't think of it as you typically would. You know,
it's a heck of a lot more mind-altering than a lot of drugs out there that they consider to be, you know, dangerous and certainly illegal.
I can smoke bowl after bowl of marijuana, and I will never get as effed up as if I would drink, you know...
Well, drink a fifth of whiskey, it'll probably kill you.
Yeah. Five shots of alcohol put me on the floor.
Yeah, but there's a lot of drugs where, and like I said, I'm not talking from experience, but, you know, where people will take uncertain amounts and then have horrible reactions because you just don't know how your body's going to react.
Right, and the reason for that is...
Ever heard of alcohol poisoning?
Well, the reason for that is because of the black market, actually. All of the occurrences that you ever hear about of that happening... By the way, that doesn't even happen too often. More people are killed from improperly prescribed prescription narcotics than overdoses of illegal drugs, interestingly enough.
And alcohol poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning as well.
The prescription drugs will kill you.
But what you're referring to there are impurities. Sometimes they mix a batch of heroin that is strong. Longer than they've intended to mix it as, didn't get cut enough or whatever when it hit the consumers, and then somebody takes a dose expecting it to be, you know, the size of X, but it turns out to be 10 times X, and so they overdose and kill themselves. And the fact is that wouldn't be happening in the legal marketplace if those products were put back into the marketplace, because then you could actually, you would know exactly what it is you were purchasing, you would know the quality, because they would have quality controls in the labs they were made instead of being, you know, made in somebody's back shed or in their bathroom. So the illegal factor is what puts people at danger primarily. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it definitely makes sense. But I guess I'm trying to figure out, are you guys proponents of all those different types of drugs, you know, wanting to make them legal? Or
there's a difference between being a proponent of a drug and wanting to make it legal.
I'm against the drugs. I'm for making them legal.
I'm for some of the drugs and for making some of them legal.
Well, I think that marijuana's better. If you're going to do a drug, do marijuana rather than alcohol because it's better for you and has fewer side effects. But I think that drugs should be legal. And I think people that don't hurt anybody should be put in jail, ever.
I mean, I just hear these people that have called in talking about this spiritual experience and all that kind of stuff, and it just sounds like, you know, they're looking for an excuse to just sit around getting high instead of...
Yeah, I know, it sounds that way to somebody that doesn't have experience with drugs, so I can understand where you're coming from. I, at probably, you know, age 15, when I was fully indoctrinated into this anti-drug DARE class belief system, I probably would have felt the same way. And that's, I mean, while there are certainly drug users that just want to sit around and get high and not do anything responsible with their lives, there are many, many more drug users that are responsible members of society, people from, you know, the taxi driver on up to doctors that use drugs recreationally and use them sensibly and safely. And, you know, you really can't describe what it's like to be on a drug to somebody who's never really experienced it. I mean, the best you could do with mushrooms would be to say that it's an experience that helps bring you back to earth. You feel
very
connected.
I haven't done mushrooms, and I don't know anything about mushrooms, but I can tell you that a lot of psychedelics really just they make me paranoid and crazy.
Is that right?
I don't recommend them at all for anyone. I'm against psychedelics.
I'm sure it's a lot of fun and everything, but it's like, you know, there's so many other things that you could be doing with your life that are constructive.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. Do you think we should put people that do them in jail?
I think
because there's so many more constructive things they could do.
Well, I think that we should definitely put people that sell them in jail. you know, people
would
do, then...
What's wrong with that?
Having things and selling things is just the human condition. If I have a car, I'm not more evil than if I sell my car.
Well, a car's not, you know, it's not illegal. It's not something that's going to kill or hurt somebody.
Well, hell, it isn't. Look, man, well, more people die from cars in this country than drugs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I mean,
no,
you know,
I don't know what you're saying.
You don't know what you're saying, unfortunately. And
yeah,
this
more
is
people die
the problem
from alcohol,
is that people
friend.
Get to have opinions about things that they don't know anything about in a democratic type system.
But I don't have to sit, I don't have to know and have tried every drug to know that, hey, look, you know, the kids get them or people get them that don't have enough self-control. They don't know when to stop. And I know you can say that about alcohol. You can say that about ice cream.
I say about skateboards, man.
Right, and I would never put somebody who's drinking too much or making irresponsible decisions with their alcohol choices, I would never put that person in a prison cell. And I wouldn't expect anybody would want to do that to me for smoking a marijuana cigarette after a hard day at work.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to do that either. I mean, I don't think there's a reason to do that. But what I'm saying
But you
is,
put the guy that sold me the marijuana in a jail cell. What's the reason for that?
They're selling it to a lot more people than just people that are responsible with it, and
so?
A lot of people get hurt. You know?
Well, so what? There
marijuana
are kinds
doesn't
of
hurt anyone.
You can go out there and buy, well, if you drop a bale of it on your head, it could
I suppose
you.
It could.
But you guys were talking about shrooms, and like I said, I don't know anything about them, but you were saying that,
clearly.
You know, certain types, you know, you could be, it could be lethal. So you get somebody
right.
that's selling some bad stuff,
yeah.
and, you know, it's
sure.
gonna hurt people.
I understand that, but how many times have you gone to Walmart, pulled a bottle of Advil off the counter, and gotten bad aspirin, sir? How many times has that happened?
Well, it doesn't happen.
Right. Now, the reason for that is because aspirin is a legal product created in the legal marketplace where companies are open to competition, and so they have to have what's called quality control. They can't just let this dangerous stuff out on the marketplace without helping people understand how to take the doses, how much is appropriate to take, and again, making sure that the product they're releasing is up to spec. And that stuff doesn't happen in the black market because the products are illegal. So what we're talking about here is re-legalizing these products, because at one time they were all legal in the past and everything was fine. We're talking about re-legalizing them so all of those quality control methods can come into play and therefore people will be safer. I want to thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So many people are just in the dark on how beneficial re-legalizing drugs can be, even if they don't even use drugs.
Legal drugs are only beneficial to criminals and cops.
Illegal drugs.
Illegal drugs, yes.
More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. Hour 2 is on the way. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
High fuel.